This episode of Who Do You Think You Are is brought to you by Azealia's Elixir of Ecstasy. If you want that special someone to love you back, but don't want to do the work necessary for it, just slip them a little of this elixir to get the job done.
Their tried and true recipe from Benin has been developed throughout the ages with maximum effectiveness. If you want to spice up your love life, Azealia's Elixir of Ecstasy is the product for you.
Sign up for your free trial now at azealiaspotion.com and type in promo code ELFIE. That's ELPHIE at checkout. You are listening to Who Do You Think You Are? I'm Ellis.
And I'm Sophie.
Howdy, y'all. Welcome to the final episode of our series on voodoo. Bummer, right?
Oh, I know. I've really had a lot of fun researching all about this religion. It was such a great idea, Ellis.
Well, I guess we better get started after hearing about that elixir. I know a lot of you want to go out and buy it.
Anyway, so we started this mini-series out by talking about how we initially thought about voodoo, and I think we'd like to end it on a somewhat similar note. Today we're going to be talking about voodoo and pop culture and how our perceptions have changed since making this podcast.
So let's start off this podcast by talking about our first exposures to voodoo in pop culture and maybe some things we thought about it before we really dove deep and studied it.
Yeah, let's do it.
For me, it was a movie called The Skeleton Key, which it features Kate Hudson, and it was about this older couple, this voodoo practitioners that had been using their voodoo for nefarious reasons. They had over hundreds of years had been taking over different bodies of people so they could live forever. So really my first impression was it was a very like scary thing and it was really dark.
That's not a very positive way to look at an entire religion.
So that was kind of like my first experience with it. What about you, Sophie?
For me, I don't even know why this, I just remember this so much, but I guess mine was also a movie. I just remember how big of a deal it was in Princess and the Frog, which is a movie that I saw once right as it came out in like 2009, I think. So, but all I remember is that, like, you know, when Disney wants to like use, this is just a random Disney theory that I randomly know, but when Disney like wants to convey something's evil, it uses like yellow or greens, and then in like Princess and the Frog, like whenever like the evil guy there.
That was based off Baron Samedi, right?
Yeah, it was based off Baron Samedi, and he was in like this purple suit or in like the hat and everything, but like all these like really scary like green, black, yellow colors. So like I just have this feeling that normally people only focus on like the really evil aspects of this religion when it's been depicted in pop culture, because I mean, isn't it also in like a video game is like an evil thing? Like I don't like, what video game is that? Do you remember?
It's a video game called Smite, and I mean, he's not really evil, but yeah, he's definitely like portrayed in that way. But also kind of on that same note on like portraying him as evil, in the TV show American Horror Story, there's Papa Legba, who, whether we both know, was not really an evil character.
No.
He was rather benevolent of a Loa.
Well, in voodoo, but in the show, it's American Horror Story.
Exactly.
So it's like really creepy.
But
it's
yeah,
like
it's,
really,
I thought that was a weird choice to pick a guy who was a good guy and not picking kind of more of a scary one to play that scary Loa in that show. So that was interesting to me.
Yeah. Information from our podcast came from these sources.
Occult World.
49th Parallel Psalm by Wade Compton.
Webster University.
Country Studies, Area Handbook Studies, sponsored by the U.S. Department of the Army.
And Encyclopedia Britannica.